The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Well, in 1925, that's when the Nebraska Writers Guild was founded. It's actually one of the oldest writers' organizations in the country. And they've got a huge event coming up April 23rd through the 25th at the DC Center in Omaha. And the president of the Nebraska Writers Guild, oh, by the way, she's also an author and a poet, it's Brandy Prettyman. Brandy, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us what the Writers Guild does for our Nebraska writers.
Our current mission is to empower and dedicate that empowerment to individual growth throughout involvement with the community of writers and those related professions. So publishers, cover designers, anything that goes into the publication of writings. I believe our organization has over 300 members, and we work with them through events and publications to help advance their professional development.
Of the 300 plus members, you know, there's authors, there's poets, there's script writers, there's playwrights. Where do most of the members fall in these different delineations?
Most of the membership that we have are fiction writers, and believe it or not, a majority of our members are rural Nebraskans. We have about 34% in the Omaha metro area, about 15% in Lincoln, and 41% of our membership is everywhere else in Nebraska.
Generally speaking, what would drive a writer to join the Nebraska Writers Guild?
Really, the Nebraska Writers Guild is about community. Our three-day conference is where you most see that, and we go through 3 days of classes, and we also bring in some pretty hard hitters when it comes to our guest speakers. This year, our keynote speaker is Peter Ruby, who is president and CEO of the Fine Print Literary Management.
Anybody who's writing and hopes to be published, you're probably going to need some management, aren't you?
Yes, and Peter Ruby has a fantastic reputation within the literary world. He offers practical insight into writing what we call true voice and the realities of the publishing world.
True voice. Well, what does that mean for the conference?
It's really designed to help attendees strengthen their craft and find their own voice in their writing.
You had mentioned that there's, you know, classes that are happening simultaneously and workshops and things. Can you give us a little flavor of some of the things that these writers are going to be participating in?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have classes branching out with poetry. We have self-publishing, Is It For You? Mentor Text to the Rescue. We have writing romance. We have rhyme and rhythm, which is another poetry class. The sixth sense of prose. And these are all done by local authors as well. So we really go to our membership and find those people that have great expertise in certain aspects of writing. And we put out an all call and have them put in their suggested classes for our conference.
As you were gaining experience as a writer, how much of a surprise was it to you the amount of business acumen that goes into getting published?
That is actually one of the things that I discuss in the conference, is the business side of writing. It's probably one of those great thoughts that you can just put pen to paper and everybody will read it, especially in today's age where you can publish a blog and it's just out there. And while you can do that, finding that following and finding the people that want to read your work is incredibly difficult, and you really do have to address it like a business, and you have to be conscious about it and what you're doing so that you can make sure you find the people that want to read your work over and over again.
If you had to pick one, maybe two, of your favorite things about this three-day conference in general, what would those be?
Can I only pick one or two? The conference itself is a fantastic opportunity for authors to get together and experience something that tends to be a very individual process. It can be very lonesome being a writer, especially if you're doing it as a job. and finding your people that understand exactly what you're doing and understanding how alienating it can be when you're just sitting there and writing. It's incredible. I think one of my other favorites things that we do is this year we're actually opening up a public book fair so that local people can come in and meet their local authors and purchase some of their books.
So where's this happen?
It will be happening at the DC Center, the same place that the conference is happening. We'll be doing that on Friday, April 24th from 5 to 8 p.m.
It's April 23rd through the 25th. It's being held at the DC Center in Omaha. It is the Nebraska Writers Guild annual conference. You can find information about it and sign up as well at nebraskawriters.org. She's an author. She's a poet. She's also the president of the Nebraska Writers Guild. Her name is Brandy Prettyman. Brandy, thanks so much for taking the time and have a wonderful conference.
Thank you so much.